they started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello and welcome to the 99th edition of the Space City Nerd podcast. We're one away from 100. We're so glad to get this over because after 100, we're done for.
Yep.
Yep, that's the final episode. We're done.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything more. Yeah.
Yeah. We've worked long enough on this and so like...
For you people.
Yeah.
Enjoy
this while
you can. We're going to even delete all of our, like, social media shit, too, so.
And we're deleting all the podcasts. So if you don't listen to this now, you will never listen to this again.
Unless our Patreon hits $1,000 by tonight, we're not going to keep going. Sorry.
And I'm talking to you, Peter. That'd be hilarious if there's a Peter listening to this. I'm like, oh, crap, Ryan's talking to me. Sorry, Peter.
I hope there's a Peter, and I hope he PayPals Jesus, like, $1,000 tonight.
Just for that.
It'd be so good.
No, we're going to be continuing, of course. Also, tonight with me, Ryan and Rex are on. I don't know where Sean's at. We'll find him later. But we have a good show planned out for tonight. Right off the bat, are you guys drinking anything?
I'm drinking Woodford Reserve Distiller Select Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Is that the one you brought to the Classic Games Fest?
Yeah. There's still a lot left, so I don't want to open a new bottle. That's going to be a rule now. Open one bottle of American whiskey or bourbon and one scotch.
I think that's a good rule.
Yes, I don't want to open too many.
What about Japanese whiskey?
I'm not going to open anytime soon because they're rare.
That makes sense.
I have a bottle of Hibiki 17 now, which I'll never open until later.
I forgot to put my... beer in the fridge.
Oh.
But I opened up my beer drawer and there was already like a double IPA in there, so I'm like, okay. So I'm drinking Squatters double IPA. It's been my go-to beer, not only because it's like $9 for six pack and it's like 9% and tastes really good, but it's because it also tastes really good. Like, Rex, are you drinking anything that doesn't have any wheat in it?
Not
like water
yet. Yeah, I'm drinking water right now because I spent like half the day outside and I'm really dehydrated. I might open a cider like during the song break, but man, I'm dehydrated as fuck right now. I'm on my I think it's like my sixth or seventh cup of water in the past like hour and a half. So I had to do outside. I had to do like yard work at work today. It was really fucking weird. I didn't like it.
Why don't you yard work at a coffee shop?
Yeah, no, my boss was, like, freaking out because, like, okay, so our store, it's, like, on I-10 between San Antonio and Houston. It's the only Starbucks on I-10 between San Antonio and Houston, and they're having, like, this really big, all the manager, every, like, other year or so, like, every regional manager has a big meeting in one of like one city, and the city's in San Antonio. So like a shitload of regional managers and stuff are over like the next day or two going to be coming down I-10 and stopping at our Starbucks to like check it out. So
that's a lot of pressure, man.
That is a lot of pressure. So, like, and people, because we're, like, on the freeway and everything like that, people really like to trash our parking lot. So I got to, like, detail clean the parking lot, which turned into detail cleaning the bushes and all the grassy areas, because, holy fuck, people can't, like, throw their trash away like normal people, apparently.
Did you ask them how much more you're getting paid for that?
No, I did not yet.
That's hilarious.
It was also only only supposed to take 20 minutes, and it took me like an hour and a half.
Did you go, what do I look like? A Mexican?
And I thought the guy at the Starbucks I went to today got it bad, because I made a scene when they're like, you don't got any more blonde double espressos? What?
We don't even have blonde espresso at my store, because apparently that's only like the Houston market, but people keep asking about it.
Oh yeah, Houston is a test market for a lot of things. That's why we got my favorite Coke drink ever, Coke Black, and I've never seen it from it again.
Dude,
and
no one knows about it.
You and me both.
I made you Coke Black when I worked.
I went to your store. That was so great. Thank you again, Rex, for letting me relive that.
No problem. I still think about like that drink all the time. I needs it.
I don't drink coffee, so whatever.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So Rex, I went to a liquor store and I saw one that said like, pineapple sparkling wine. Can you drink that?
I'm pretty sure I could drink that as long as it doesn't have like malt or barley in it. I'm good to go.
Okay. Wait, is that?
Yeah, that's that fermented pineapple stuff, right?
Yeah. I've drank that before. See, I drank that with Jesus like during the World Cup.
So, okay, if you were in a plane and you crashed into the mountains and then you have to eat people's butts like in Alive, is gluten free?
You know, like in Mexico City, there's a tepache, which is basically what that sparkling wine is, except it doesn't really sparkle in Mexico. But it's fermented, but it's pineapples and also brown sugar.
That sounds amazing, with
powdered cinnamon and stuff like that. But they have all different kinds of flavors for that too, as well.
That sounds amazing, and I want that now. I mean, you just described to me pineapple, brown sugar, and cinnamon. Yeah, you got me down with pineapple. I mean.
And it's like a really old drink from in Mexico too.
Nice.
One day we'll bear the cartels and we should all go try it one time.
I would love to.
It's like, we're not here to steal drugs. We're just here to drink tapatio, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we're just here to drink tapatio. I'm sorry.
Well, going back to last week, me talking about how what Hot American Summer was going to be too white, and how excited as a brown person I am to watch Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F.
Yes.
I went to go watch it on Saturday. Oh, man. It is good. Okay. It is good. Ryan, you look like adult Gohan.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right.
Like, I promise. All you need is... Dude, you could go to, like, Onicon and cosplay as him. You just need a green tracksuit.
Okay. All right. I'll watch it. I'll watch it as soon as I can, and I'll get a green tracksuit. And I'll be just like, hey, I'm adult Gohan. After Sailor Boys.
The Sailor Boys. Oh, actually, I was thinking we should go to Onicon as a literal Dragon Ball.
just each one will be a Dragon Ball, so I'll be like, hey,
No. I, like, me go as, like, a carrot with, like, a blonde top, so I could be a Kakarot.
God damn it.
Then I could have Nappa cabbage attached to my head, and I'll be like, you know, Nappa.
Yes. Someone become like a giant pickle and be Piccolo.
Yeah. Oh god! And Han Solo and carrying around like a board, go board. For Gohan.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god! His hair does look like mine hair. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, like your Skype icon, it looks just like that. I was like, what?
Yeah. And I saw him. Yeah, I just googled adult Gohan revival of F, and I'm like, yep. And I did that. That is a very fetching tracksuit.
Chuck Huber's in it. I like. As soon as I saw it, I kind of like smiled and laughed. And
his name is
Garlic Jr.
Garlic Jr. That's okay.
Yeah, and I then immediately like messaged him like, "Oh my god, I just saw you on the screen," and I let out a tear, whatever. Mm-hmm. Dude, I went on Saturday at 8 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.
P.M.
Okay, what theater did you go to?
AMC Golf 30.
Ah.
They're not showing it to a lot of movie theaters, right? It's only a very select few, right?
Actually, today is the last day that it's going to be shown. I think
I'll have to wait for DVD.
Cinemark showed it like Tuesday, Thursday,
They showed it at River Oaks, which I thought was funny.
Really?
And one time.
Yeah.
Not really, because dude, it was gaining a lot of steam. I think it actually like made good money.
Yeah, but like River Oaks Theater, they only play like really like artsy fartsy movies for the most part. Like, I mean, they do their midnight movies on the weekends, but normally like there was about 6 months where the only movie that they were playing was The Imitation Game, that movie that I always get confused with The Imitation Game.
yeah,
like,
I mean,
they only play like really artsy fartsy things.
Yeah, I've seen most of my Wes Anderson movies in that movie theater.
Yeah,
it feels like it's the only place I should watch Wes Anderson movies.
Pretty much.
And to be honest, the DBZ, like, man, this movie was so lighthearted, and it was really cool because everybody in that theater was a fan. So there was clapping, there was you know, like cheering and stuff when Goku went Super Saiyan, God or whatever. People were taking pictures of the screen liberally.
No one stopped them?
Nope. They weren't like filming, but they were like just snapping a shot.
Oh,
and it was like a very like liberal experience.
Yeah. They got Snapchat. They'd be like, "Yo, dog, I'm watching Revival of F."
I should have periscoped it the whole time.
That would have been great.
Then you would have been arrested. Now I could live vicariously through your periscope.
Yeah, I do that a lot with people now. It's pretty great.
It's like. Like, Ryan, next time you go to a bar that I'm like, where are you at? I want to live vicariously through you. Do the same thing.
Periscope? Okay. I'll do a periscope of me just drinking. Like, why are you drinking? Just Bullet. Here's a picture of me drinking Bullet. How much it costs? $6.
But it's a really good film. It makes itself, like, to me, it made itself self-aware of the lightheartedness of Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. And you could tell, like, you know, the voice actors had such a good time doing it with all the lines that came out. Toriyama did some really good, like, comical gags in it, too.
So what's the level of animation? Because everyone knows, and I'm not knocking Dragon Ball, but Dragon Ball makes a lot of episodes. So they, you know, have to kind of budget for that. Is the animation so much better than, like, a regular series episode?
Honestly, it is, especially what's coming out with Dragon Ball Super, like the new series.
Mm-hmm.
They were showing a bunch of stills of how poorly.
Oh, God. I was looking at those yesterday. I still haven't watched any of Super, but now I'm going to because those stills that were being spread around like a day or two ago look terrible.
Yeah, like what's his name? Beerus. And was it Beerus? Yeah, Beerus and Goku are in that. And their faces are literally smiley faces.
Oh,
like,
geez.
two dots and a line underneath. It is crazy.
It's Dragon Ball, guys. You know it's going to make money. Don't cheap out on it.
That's probably why. It's like, whatever, it's going to make money anyways.
Yeah, and it's really awkward because they're only, like, 5 episodes in, and that's already happening. And that sort of thing happens to a lot of anime. But it's rarely ever that bad unless it's a series like Naruto or something. And when it does get that bad, it's always like once they've passed like episode 100 or so and they just kind of stop giving up. Never in episode 5.
Sailor Moon Crystal looked like they spent a lot of money on it. It was kind of weird looking, but I mean, it looked like they spent money on it.
Yeah, no, because I remember people complaining about Sailor Moon Crystal, and I watched that for a while. Like, Rhea and I watched it every week for a while, and it never looked as bad as what Super Dragon Ball is starting to, like, look like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Speaking of Asian animation stuff or whatever, Chinese cartoons, not too long ago, I went to Game Over at Clear Lake, and I found a gem inside of their sample stuff. Like, they, you know, they have all the demo discs and things. It was a DVD that's all in Chinese, and it's like 700 bootleg games. And dude, I can play half of them because half of these don't even run anymore, like on Windows 7 and up. And I thought I had lost it. I just found it again. And I'm going to try it out, but I'm looking at some of the titles. Aside from the Moon Rune titles that I can't read, I have Aha, Fupla, Kawaii, something, something. Tet Color. Where's the other ones? Oh god, that's only the first page. Oh my god, this stuff is massive, dude.
I'm so excited. We're gonna have,
yeah, we're gonna have to play this like for Extra Life. But oh, it has previews.
Good.
Oh no. Rex, all these are like vaporwave.
God damn it. Can you send me an ISO at some point?
I'll try. There's a lot of sock. Oh, there's Punch Out, like a really bad bootleg of it. There's air hockey. There's basketball game.
It's called basketball game.
Yeah.
Basketball
game. There's a game of a pope bowling and the pins are nuns.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Oh, God. It's got such like shitty flash like puzzle games from the early 90s. Oh, this is so bad.
God, I'm they so excited.
They have a combination Neopets and Legend of Zelda game on here.
Oh, fuck. This is going to be good.
Bienvenido al juego de J&B Whiskey. So they have a J&B Whiskey game in Spanish in here.
Hmm. Aww. J&B.
I can be. You know, J&B is one of the reasons I wanted to be in advertising.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I saw a billboard that was like, Ingle Els, what's Christmas without J&B? And I'm like, that is smart. Can I be in that business?
Oh, God, they have that, remember, do you guys remember that Pokemon Tamagotchi?
Yes, I do.
They have one of those on.
The Pikachu one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I have that.
They have one of those on here. I still have mine.
Oh. Yeah. Mine probably doesn't have batteries anymore. I don't even know where it is.
Man, we are totally going to play the hell out of this. I'm seeing some ridiculous stuff. Anyways, I know we've all played bootleg games, especially like when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any favorite bootleg games?
I know I had like those like 1001 cartridges. And have those games are, like, basically unplayable. I mean, there was, like, a big-ass Galaga that I played, and it glitched out every time. There's, like, a bootleg Mario game on there. It was, like, Donkey Kong, but then the sprites were kind of different. So, yeah, my dad got it, because, like, he was like, hey, here's a game, got it for really cheap. I'm like, all right, you get... All I had was, like, Mario and Duck Hunt. And so I'm like, what is this? And my dad's like, this has 1,000 in games. It has, you know, more games than your two Mario and Duck Hunt. And I was like, yeah, this is half of it is not good. Most of it is not good.
I just passed by one that's basically Mario Brothers with Kenny from South Park.
What?
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. I think I've brought this up before on the show, but mine has to be like Street Fighter Rainbow. That really bootleg version that they had the cabinets of in the 90s. I used to play it at Kroger's a lot.
Yeah, what was it? It was Hyper Turbo, right? Or something like that?
No. Mine was Rainbow. It was literally called Street Fighter Rainbow. And it was like Zangief could like do his clothesline through like the floor.
You can hit start and change characters mid-match.
Guile would like throw infinite sonic booms.
I had that. My E-Home.
Homing Hadoopins.
I saw the homing Hadoopins. The Hyper Turbo one had E Hondo when he does his 100 hand slap. Will fireballs will come out of it? And I'm like, I don't know.
No, mine. When you did the 100 hand slap, he would float up in the air.
like Dong Dong.
It's a precursor to Dong Dong.
Yo,
Rex, you were playing something is that gonna be your new favorite game?
Oh my god, I don't even know because, okay, so everyone knows I play a lot of, like, really fucking weird games, but I have not been, like, straight up disturbed by one, like, ever until last night when I downloaded Sonic Dreams Collection. It's by Arcane Kids, who are, they're best known for that Bubsy 3D2 that came out last year where you're in the art museum.
It's terrible.
So... Yeah, no, Sonic Dreams Collection's even more, like, fucking insane. Okay, so, to download the game, first of all, like, there's a really intense metagame around this whole thing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. Before you go into this, let me tell you this. We posted on our, on the page if you had any questions for the Science Minute that we were going to do, to please ask us stuff. And you're actually answering one of them right now. Tim Baird asks, what makes Sonic Dream Collection the best Sonic game to come out since the Genesis game? So, you're doing him a favor. Go ahead, Rex.
Okay. This is for you, Tim. So,
yeah, this is all for you.
When I say Tim. Not like Peter.
So, to access the game, you have to go to this really sketchy-looking Tumblr site and enter a password. The password is Grandpa, by the way. And
why,
then,
why is it Grandpa? Is there a,
I don't know. They don't explain it, and it's not the only, like, arbitrary password you're going to have to, like, enter, like, over the course of this game. So you enter it, and then it's set up like it was a, like, Arcane Kids is leaking this collection of Dreamcast, like, unreleased Sonic games on the Dreamcast. So you download it and whatever, and then let me actually pull up the download folder, because you unzip it, and there's a bunch of, like, random folders that pop up before you actually get to the game. There's, like, extra data files and, like, upload media, and then you, like, open the game, and it's, like, whatever, and then there's, like, four different games you can choose from. One of the, like, the first one is, like, a Sonic Avatar Maker, where you, like, make your OC. You can't name them whatever you want it. Like, you click it to, get, like, randomize the name, and it's all, like, ridiculous shit, and then you color it, and you, like, move his limbs around. And then, so there's that. Then there's, Eggman Origins, which was supposed to be an MMO for the Dreamcast, but you can't play it because you can't access the servers at all. And then there's Sonic Movie Maker, which is the one that's like getting like the most attention online right now. So it's a it's the only one in the collection that resembles like a normal video game. You start off, there's different levels, and the goal of each level is to make a 6-second video of, like, Sonic and his friends interacting in, like, silly environments. So you start off, and there, it's just, like, a backyard setting, and it's a tutorial to teach you how to, like, use the camera and everything, and it's like, okay, whatever. I'm filming Sonic. It's letting me upload this to Twitter, and it's saving to my local folder so I can upload it to YouTube at some point. That's kind of neat. Then you go to the next level, and it's prom. And you pull this, like, ring from the ceiling, and the camera, like, drops down, and you can move Sonic and his, like, friends and stuff around, too. It plays this really high pitch. I can't remember the song it plays, but it plays this, like, really sped up, like, 30-second clip of the song that was really popular in the 90s. And Sonic and Rouge the Bat are, like, glitching out on each other. I guess they're supposed to be dancing, and you can move them around and, like, take a picture of them in front of, like, a jazz cup background. And it's just like, okay, this is kind of funny, whatever. Then you go to the next level. What's up?
I said, all I need to know is pregnant Sonic.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. It escalates very quickly. You go to the next level, and you start off in front of this, like, sleazy-looking hotel. You walk up the stairs. Tails is, like, in the foyer of the hotel room, either passed out drunk, or, as many people think, is dead, and then you turn around, and there's a bunch of, like, Sonic characters glitching out on each other on a bed while, like, sex noises are happening. So you video record that, whatever, you go to the next level, and Sonic's, like, tied up in this, like, bondage chair thing, and you can feed him cake to get him more fat, and, like, sexy noises play when you feed him cake, and you video that. Then the next level is Sonic in a hospital all pregnant. And it's like, okay, this is getting fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm tapping out.
Okay, yeah, I'm very close to the part where I tapped out. After you videotape that to get to the next level, you have to enter the unbirthing room. And you go through what the guy that wrote the article about it for Kotaku called it a colon. It looks a lot like a colon, but the next level, like, you exit out and you enter a womb, and this, like, really fucking, like, creepy sounding music's playing, and the only light you have is from a Chaos Emerald, and that's when I stopped playing Sonic Movie Maker.
Wow.
And I went to the next, I went to the next game after that, and it was called My Roommate Sonic, and it's optimized for Oculus Rift, and essentially the whole game is you try and seduce Sonic while Dr. Eggman, like, is watching with binoculars across the room, giving you tips on how to do that, like, on how to romance Sonic. Essentially, you, like, knock his shoes off and you tickle his feet, and then, like, some weird shit happens. And then, afterwards, you're supposed to explore the extra data files, and you can find a client. There's a folder that says unsafe file, use it on risk. And then you go there, and it's, like, corrupted data, and there's a SegaNet application. And what? If you've been... Yeah, and if you paid attention through Sonic Movie Maker and My Roommate Sonic, you find a username and a password to enter into the SegaNet application, and then you get access to Eggman Origins, which turns out to be, like, your created Sonic that you made in the Sonic Avatar Maker. He has no... It's just his head with legs on it like an ostrich, and you have to run around a all-white environment while fucked-up music plays to feed Eggman worms. And then he grows bigger, and when you feed him enough worms... It starts glitching out, and it's like, you've ascended. And it takes you to a special a community website where you can see all the other people that are playing and how many times they've ascended. And it's really fucking weird.
Still wow. Better than Sonic Boom.
Yeah, I'm going to be going way more in depth in it in an article like later this week because it's worth it. And I've taken a lot of video of this game. Probably wind up streaming it at some point this week, too.
We'll
it's
also,
fucked up. It's so fucked up.
We'll make sure to post up a link to the Tumblr that you can go to access this. And on that weird note, we're going to go ahead and leave you with Adventure Island Strike by Broken Satellite. These guys are going to have a show on Friday at Natsuo with Lazy Bit. Looks like a really, really good time. Apparently they have something called the Tripatorium, which I have no idea what it is yet. They won't even tell me.
I know what the Tripatorium is. I played a show a few years ago with the guy that... made it. He's like, yeah, I haven't been inside of it, but if you like sensory overload experiences, you're gonna love the Tripatorium.
Oh, nice.
You know that Natsuo spelled backwards is Houston.
No, why?
Awesome. Well, we're gonna leave you guys with Adventure Island Strike from Broken Satellite once again, and we're gonna be right back after this. So that, once again, that was Adventure Island Strike by Broken Satellite. You can look him up on SoundCloud. And once again, they're going to be having an event at Natsuo on Friday. I think it's $5 to get in, but it features some really good acts, including, I forgot his name. I think his name is like The Last Starfighter.
Dude. So if Dallas has a place like Natsuo, is it called Salad?
I never thought about that before until now. Oh, if Dallas had a place like Natsuo, Dallas would be cool.
Jeez.
Dallas would never be cool.
And that wonderful angelic voice comes from Alva from Pabenschlag. She's going to come join us.
It's like, see, everybody was quiet because you can't prove me wrong.
No, we accept the sucks. Fact that... Yeah, and your internet sucks. Aww. Is it from Dallas?
Oh!
Christ.
So, I'm sorry, Dallas people, but, you know. Also, we have Brian from the...
Dallas.
Yeah, I'm here, Brian and I hate Dallas because I'm from Houston. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes, we're following the rules of Houstonians. We have to hate Dallas. So Brian from the Bri Fight Podcast is also here joining us. We're going to do a massive science minute. You guys know how this goes. Alva, Brian, we kind of already talked about it beforehand. Today, this week, his turn goes to Ryan.
All right.
You got your question?
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so it is estimated by 2050... the world population will reach at minimum 9 billion people. So this might be a two-pronged question. How are we going to support those 9 billion people with the resources now? Or how do you think we can control that population so our current resources can support the population in the world?
I'd like to give the opportunity to answer first to our guest. So Alva, can you please... give your answers.
Is just annihilating half of the population a valid option? Because I want to go with that one.
Wait. Who would you annihilate?
And how would you choose that?
It's okay. Skynet will take care of everything at that point. We deserved it. We brought it upon ourselves.
No. Well, this question is us making that choice.
Yes. How are we going to solve this problem?
Probably not.
We're just not going to solve it.
Yeah. We're just going to die. No. The Earth is going to get heavy.
You know,
yeah, we're all dead.
On itself, and there will be no Matthew McConaughey to save us.
So, according to the Pop and Schlock podcast, because Salva represents them, they don't care what happens to us. We're all going to die regardless.
No Matthew McConaughey. No what's his name from Avatar. No. You know.
Avatar? Which one?
The one they go to the space and then they get those blue Smurfs people.
Oh, I thought you meant like M. Night Shyamalan is going to be like, there's a twist and all of a sudden we got rid of like a bunch of people magically.
And then they have to airbend the Earth back into orbit. That's my new fiction.
Brian, your turn.
Well, I've thought about this long and hard for multiple days. Obviously, the only conclusion we can come to is homeless Hunger Games. Okay. So we take all the homeless people and force them to fight to the death.
Sweet, just like bump fights.
Yeah, like bump fights. It's
exactly. Just, and the other solution, fights. The only other option is to blow up Dallas.
Wait. Could we do it where we have 1 year where you have, like, if you have to get on welfare, you have a chance to present your case?
No, you but go if... straight to the Hunger Games.
Okay, good. So it's not just homeless people, it's just poor people.
Basically, if you fall below the poverty line, you go to the Hunger Games. We blow up Dallas, and we kill anyone named Dallas.
Or you keep Dallas intact and have the Hunger Games take place in Dallas, and then people will, you know, be killed during the games.
I've never seen Dallas the is the completely. Hunger Games. Like, have you ever been to suburban Dallas? It's pretty
like Plano.
No, like the outskirts of Dallas, like that part,
like Fort Worth and Arlington and all that.
No, like in between them, like the weird parts of Dallas suburbs, like not quite inner city, but not quite the suburbs.
Like McKinney?
Yeah.
Why do I know so much about Dallas? I hate that place.
You,
Brian, you don't know, Brian. Why do you know a lot about Dallas?
We must destroy it.
Are you secretly from Dallas?
I might have family there, but I really don't like it because they're from Dallas.
So they're not really family. You just, they're people that are related to you in blood somehow.
Exactly. But that's how I would solve the whole growth of population. As far as like the food source that you mentioned earlier, which Alva refused to touch upon. I don't know why. Obviously, we just need bigger, mutated corn.
Okay. Pro-GMO.
I propose instead...
Hold on. Okay. So Brian is anti-homeless and pro-GMO. Are you Republican?
Well, after I saw... When I saw Donald Trump run, I was like, man, I can stuff this fool.
Oh, man. So, what if we instead bring the Hunger Games down to Dallas, and to solve the food shortage, we eat the losers of the Hunger Games?
And that's when we'll start filming season 7 of The Walking Dead.
And, well, I mean, it gives more meaning to the Hunger Games, because it's going to feed our hunger.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the Hunger Games, just to,
But do you really want to eat that kind of meat? Homeless?
Cows are homeless.
I'd rather eat 1% meat. That sounds better.
I don't know. Ryan does prove a point. Cows are homeless.
Dude, the world is their home, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're all free range. Dude,
if it rains, they don't have like a house to go into and be like, I'm not going to be in this rain.
Homeless people are just free range humans.
What's that, Alva?
That's the only kind of human that's worth eating.
Yes. And then if you're pre-range, GMO-free humans.
But that's my...
So Alva, she's just like, fuck them all. We're going to kill everything. Bri-Fi proposes more GMOs, less homeless people.
And
then...
Less Dallas.
The Space Eater Nerd podcast just promotes eating humans to get rid of everything.
I don't know. I think what should happen, like, if we get overpopulated, I think Texas needs to secede, and we need to go live on the moon.
Why would we secede? Would we float Texas to the moon, or what?
Yes, or we'd move everybody from Texas to the moon, and we don't have to, like... We can stop giving women rights and everything, and, like, the poor, like, they won't need health insurance because they're on the moon. Like, we can shoot them on the moon. Like, it'd be fucking cool.
So I heard bullets go further in the moon, right? Without the gravity?
Probably. We can find out.
Yes. Bullets go further in the moon, guys. We have Rick Sanchez as our Lord and Savior.
Yes. It'll be perfect.
The council is like Ted Cruz and Rick.
Oh, sorry, Ted Cruz. Sorry, I said Rick Cruz. Whatever.
You're so racist, dude. No, you said Rick Sanchez.
Rick Sanchez. Whichever. They all look alike.
Whoa, hey.
Yes.
Wait, no, it's okay, Brian. This is coming from an Asian guy. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wait, which one? I can't tell.
Like a hefty sip of my whiskey for that. Oh, it's so delicious.
Well, we solved that one pretty quick.
Really? I was like, that's like a really horrible question. Yeah,
no, we became a really good think tank, and everybody just kind of like, we solved it. We eat people, fuck them all, and get rid of the homeless in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like one of these doesn't belong.
No, we got to get rid of Dallas.
Yep.
But if you get rid of everyone, which Alva proposes to do, that makes my plan obsolete, and I don't like being obsolete.
Oh, he brings a good point. One point, Brian.
Boom.
0 points, Poppenschlag.
Bro, Yeah, we can do forced rapture where we just kidnap people and cook them.
Forced rapture.
It's called forced rapture.
Wait, did you say forced rapture or forest rapture? Because you said forest rapture. What I'm picturing is us getting rid of the disabled because of, you know, forest.
Damn it, really?
No.
I thought said forest rapture, all the trees will disappear and we'll all die.
Oh. The rapture's like a box of chocolates. You never know who's going to go next.
Oh, life is a box of chocolates. It doesn't last long for fat people.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. Wow.
That's our Ryan.
Science.
So apparently, if you mix your whiskey with like something fizzy like Topo Chico, it gets you drunk faster.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
So what have you been mixing your whiskey with?
Topo Chico. I only mix it with Topo Chico. Not Perrier, not La Croce, or however you pronounce it. Or whatever. It's Topo Chico. Because the man dunking his head in the river, that's their logo. That's the best logo ever.
You need to get the classic bottles that they have.
Yeah, I need to get my hands on that. But here's my thing about classic bottles for like Topo Chico or like Sprite. I'm going to drink it in a day. Do I just keep the bottle? Like, I don't want limited edition Sprite cans.
But I got to say you have a point there, because up until a couple of days or a couple of weeks ago, I had a 12-pack of the Mountain Dew Gamer Fuel from Halo 3.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to drink that, but we didn't want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ate through the Mountain Dew cans.
Yeah, we don't want to die.
So, yeah, you're right. It's better not to keep them. So just drink them and just keep the bottles.
You can wash it out.
Yeah, just put it in there. Put a plant on there. Save the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so before we go to round two and give a chance to Pop and Schlock to redeem themselves after falling victim to Brian with all his logic, I kind of want to go through and, Ava, for those of you that don't know, what is the Pop and Schlock podcast all about?
Well, basically, we watch movies, and we try to contain Meredith, which is usually not very successful at all.
Oh, okay. That's it.
What's the latest movie you watched?
If you can call it watching a movie, we saw Fantastic Four with... With Andrew Ginger from God Hates Comics.
So, Rotten Tomatoes rated it lower than Pixels. Do you agree with Rotten Tomatoes?
I didn't. The movie was just boring. It was just dull and it was boring. Like, Pixels gets my blood pressure up just by thinking about it. And that's what you need in a movie is, like, some sort of emotion, then yes. But...
I mean, it's like, there's bad movies. Like, there's so bad movies, like you said, bad that you're just getting pissed off at it. Or some bad movies so bad that you find humor out of it. Fantastic Four is just nothing. You get nothing out of it. It's worse than, like, watching grass grow.
Basically, I thought I almost had a heart attack while watching, and it still didn't make the movie interesting.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was saying, I don't know where the comic shop was, but I was laughing at it because they felt pity on people who went to go watch the movie that they would give you 15% off one item in their store if you brought in a movie ticket.
That's nice.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So about Ava, if they want to check out more about the Pop and Schlock podcast and listen to you guys like hit on raid on movies and also on Chibi Ronin, which, you know, and also on
yeah, let's not talk about Chibi Ronin.
He who will not be named. Where can they look for more on info on the Pop and Schlock podcast?
Well, let's see. You can catch us on Facebook at Pop and Schlock Podcast. We are also on Twitter. We have one for the podcast itself, Pop Schlock Pod. And then if you want to bug Jake, he is at Reverend Dodd. And nobody wants to bother Meredith, so we'll leave her alone.
Are you on Elo?
I think my account is still open.
Find Pop and Schlock on Elo.
I got an email the other day. Apparently, Elo now does hashtags. Ooh.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Oh,
boy.
What about do they support GIFs?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Do they support GIFs yet?
They've always
supported GIFs.
I was going to say, what's a GIF? Like, you send presents to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They have supported the graphical interchange format, so...
That's what they stand for? Oh. Anyways. But yes, find more about Pop and Schlock all over the internet. Just pop in Pop and Schlock and stuff, and you'll find them. And Brian, you do the... I apologize. I, for some reason, thought it was the Bri Fry podcast. And when I was trying to tweet you out, like, I ended up with, like, Bri Fry 9000, who some guy's like, hey, PM me to find out how you can make millions of dollars. And I'm like, that's not... that Brian.
Did you PM him?
But
whoops.
Yeah, I tried to. Well, I don't know. I thought about it and I'm like, I don't need to make millions of dollars yet. But
well, I don't want to confuse you, but that's actually my cooking show called Bri Fry. And that's my boss. He helped out a lot.
He fries everything. Yeah, everything's fried.
Everything's fried.
Yes.
But give us a rundown on the Bri Fry podcast.
Oh, dang. Well, we don't do a lot of running on the Bri-Fi podcast. We talk a lot about comics. I read a lot of mostly Marvel, but Image and stuff. I talk about small reviews on them weekly. I give away free digital codes on Twitter and stuff like that. We also cover what I deem heroes or villains of the week, depending on how I'm just feeling. If I'm in a pissy mood, they're all villains. And then we also just cover... basic nifty nerdy news, just things that I'm trolling around finding. I talk about it. It's pretty short, pretty simple. It's just me, so it's probably the worst stand-up act you'll ever hear. But I got a guy in Australia that likes to listen, so that's cool.
That's awesome.
You got an Australian?
Call this a podcast? This is a podcast. And then he brings out a knife.
We have a German. I'm not sure why they're interested. I don't think I want
to. Outside my family, I think I listen to it, and Ryan and Rex listens to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. So you guys are international. Actually, by association, my family's Mexican, and Ryan's is Filipino, so we're international also.
Yes.
I think you have more listeners than me. You've just named two.
Also, I think I just became a citizen just 14 years ago, like this week. So, yeah, I'm very internet.
Oh.
Dang, losing that international cred.
Yeah, I know. When you become a citizen, you have to say you renounce any former leaders, princes, or kings before being an American citizen. It's actually then the piece of paper.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have to renounce my prince. Yes, this is what it sounds like when doves cry, I know.
So, do you renounce Manny Pacquiao?
He's not president yet. I don't know why they're trying to make... He's like a congressman. It's weird. I don't know. He's just... everyone knows he's just a puppet. And someone who gets... I love Manny Pacquiao, but someone who gets hit in the face that much shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Oh, that's why we need Jesse Ventura as president.
Yes. We still need to... What's the black guy from Predator?
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers. Yeah. He needs to be some sort of state guy. because Jesse Bonaventura was governor, mayor, governor, anyway, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governator. Carl Weathers needs to be something.
Statesman, or yes. Whatever.
He needs to be a senator.
He needs to be my co-host.
Can you be like, hey, what's the weather up there with Carl Weathers?
Oh, so we're gonna go ahead and go for round two of the Science Minute. Rex, you have a question that you would like to answer?
I have a very simple question.
All right, go for it, Rex.
So, guys, why is the sky blue?
Brian, I'll let you answer this one first, since Alva did it last time.
Okay, well, that's a pretty simple answer, if you ask me. It all started at the VMAs 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. What was the same one that Miley Cyrus did?
Yes, that was two years ago.
Okay, that was 2 years. I see, this information I don't need to know, but for some reason I do. I don't know what your beliefs are, but this is what I believe. God saw her start twerking in that awful chicken suit that she was wearing. And the blue that you see in the sky are his tears. Tears for humanity. Tears for Billy Ray. Tears for America. And that's why I'm running for president in 2000. Okay, I couldn't keep that.
Is your running mate Carl Weather?
No, he's actually my campaign manager.
Who would be your vice president?
And the future is always bright.
Wait, the future is always bright.
Oh, I like that. You're my new campaign manager.
All right. Replace Carl Weather. Albo, your answer, please. What is that crunching noise?
What is that? Not me for once.
Miley Cyrus twerking.
Yep.
It's what happens when you don't have enough booty to move.
Salva?
Well, the sky is blue because you see, because you touch yourself. And it's God crying.
So both of these answers point over to the big man crying.
Mm-hmm.
What can we say? I mean, Jesus is just very disappointed in all of us.
I don't care if you touch yourself.
What's more scientific than God?
But Santa Claus does, because he knows when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good.
Because he has a Facebook profile.
These are undisputable facts.
Santa can watch you through Periscope whether you like it or not.
See your location on Periscope whether you like it or not.
Yes, you can't hide anything from Santa.
Not a damn thing.
You know what trips me out is Facebook profiles of like dead celebrities. I mean, of course they're not official, but I've seen some that are like kept up according to the celebrity. And the one I saw the most recently is like Selena, the Tejano singer, has one.
Oh dear! Oh come on!
No, it, like, stop it!
Yeah,
is it a fan thing or is it?
It's a fan thing. Okay. And so yeah, like they were updating. Like I remember like so and so time when I went to like a baseball game and sang with someone, and they put like a YouTube video.
Ooh, that's really creepy. Jesus Christ. I mean, like, I know I follow, you know, I like the Bruce Lee page, and it's like his family, and you can tell because they make it very clear.
Yeah.
But
that one has like a verified thing on it, right?
Yeah, that one's verified and it's the family, but they
really? I gotta look that up. Bruce Lee.
They never try to, you know, pretend that it's him posting.
Yeah, no, this one's not a verified one. It's like Selena Quintanilla. Well, like, I think she still has like her husband's last name too. So, I'll link you Alva later, since I know you're a Selena fan, so you can check that out. Check it out.
I don't know if I can handle this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I can.
So we, I don't know if we could declare a winner for the that last question, since both both answers like pointed out towards God.
I would give it that. I think God is the winner.
God is the winner.
God is clearly the winner.
Yes.
Maybe
America. Yeah.
America wins.
Now we've gone full Republican Circle.
Yep.
This episode brought to you by Republican Circle Jerks.
Oh, this podcast is brought to you by God.
And the Trump Foundation.
Oh, man.
And Trump Foundation. I mean, guys, the reason the sky is blue is because it reflects the ocean, okay? And the ocean is blue.
No, it's not. I go to Galveston, it's brown.
Yeah, well, it's very brown. It's not
right before the sun sets, it's like orange and brown is because it reflects Galveston right there. When the sun is low.
Well, maybe the water would clear up if all the Mexicans got out. And I can say that because I am one.
But that Border Patrol.
It's okay. Yeah, there's three Mexicans on here. Yeah. So, we can.
So no. So listeners don't exactly know where I live, but I live in an apartment. I used to get the mail from the old tenants here.
Wait, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan.
What?
Remember, you can't make Mexican
jokes.
I'm
not making Mexican jokes. Okay. Yeah, I can make Mexicans all I want. Anyway, I kept getting this letter and it says the woman's name is Hispanic and it's like immigration must open now. And I get that like every month. And I'm like, well, I'm just gonna put it to the return to sender email. And I really hope that she's not in trouble.
What? It's not just Hispanics that are immigrants. Well, I
know that's not what the name is.
You just said that your anniversary happened.
But the name of the letters I get to my apartment with the old tenant is Hispanic. And every other month I get a letter that's saying you need to open this now. It's from the immigration. And then I just look at it, hope that lady is not in trouble, and then put it in the returns, like, you know, that little mail where it sends back to the post office.
I can already just imagine you like, ugh, immigrants.
I earned my right to become American. Some people are born American. I had to claw my way up and earn. I am more American than most Americans.
I'm pretty sure the Mexican lady who's getting immigration mail is also climbing her way to be American, so.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the Mexican lady that's you know, getting you all that immigration mail is also American, more American than a lot of us, because she's probably using your Social Security.
Probably.
Oh God, that last minute was kind of awful.
I love how our science minute was more Republican than science.
That makes sense. Republicans are right, you know. But, you know, when it comes to, like, Republican science, that's what they kind of look at is, you know, religion and, what is it called, traditionalism and all that. So, we did good.
It's more traditional than science, guys.
Yeah, let's get real serious now.
Get a little serious now.
Let's break down the party system for everyone.
Were we not being serious when we were talking about Jesus and Santa Claus? Because I kind of was.
All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and end the science minute now. Thank you, Alva. Thank you, Brian, for joining us. Please check out their podcast, the Pop and Schlock podcast, and also the Bri-Fi, not Bri-Fry, sorry.
Of course, Wi-Fi. We'll put the
what's that?
It's like Wi-Fi. That's how I remember it.
Wow.
I thought about it, sci-fi.
Oh, Bri-Fry.
That's the point. Yay! Someone got
Bri-Fry.
It.
The Bri-Fry podcast is the same as Bri-Fi, except everyone has vocal fry, and it's really annoying to listen to.
Well, the difference between Bri-Fi and Bri-Fry is if an Asian's saying it or not.
Oh.
But there's no L in it, so you can't. It'll be Bli-Fly. Or Bli-Fi. It'll be Bli-Fi.
Sci-Fi Podcast.
Yes.
And once again, we're going to include links to their podcast on the link to this podcast so you can check them out. We're going to go ahead and leave you with Ashanti by Hiram. We've had this guy out for some parties and stuff like that, and he's up for a Houston Press Award. Please, if you can, go out to the Houston Music Awards nomination pages and vote for him. He's talented.
Is it for the most fly DJ of Houston?
It should be, yeah. And he would automatically win that. But this is Ashanti by Hiram, and we'll be right back to close out the show. So that was Ashanti by Hiram. You can always find his stuff on SoundCloud if you just look up Hiram or Young Slutty. I think it goes as Young Hiram now. We got Sean back. Hello, Sean. How are you doing
today? Hey, I'm doing okay. It's ball soup over here.
Yeah, so I didn't expect Sean to be on here because he's been taking care of some problems. What happened last week?
Essentially, I noticed a leak and my downstairs ceiling. You know, it was coming down pretty regularly. I had a couple buckets and bins, so that was catching the water. Called out a plumbing guy, because I kind of assumed it was plumbing. Turned out to be the AC unit was leaking through the house. So
gross.
Yeah, so I got a big old hole in my ceiling, and it's still kind of dripping down from everywhere else. Because let me back up. You know, it's if it was just like that one little hole, like, I would keep the AC on because there's already a freaking hole there. It's not like it's going to get worse. But no, like, this stupid thing starts coming out of, like, different air vents, like, all over the house. So now I pretty much got to cut the AC off the entire day.
Oh, no.
Or else I come home to, like, weird puddles of water. And, of course, this is, like, the week where it happens to be triple digits, like, every day.
Yeah, good Lord. It's terrible outside.
Yeah, so it's just sleeping with like 5 fans in my face and just trying to think of reasons to like leave the house for most of the day.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, it's.
But you're insurance taking care of that, right?
I hope so. Like, I know I called in this issue on Thursday of last week, and they're gonna have someone come down Wednesday. So that's almost like a full week of dealing with this. And then that's just an AC guy to like fix whatever the leak is. I still gotta take care of like the holes. So fingers crossed that the deductible isn't backbreaking.
That's awful.
Sorry. And so believe me, it's like me being on here with like me turning on the computer is a labor of love. Because it's already like 85 degrees and it's going to raise it like 10 more degrees before we're done.
Why don't you play some Crysis or something? It'll get your graphics card nice and toasty.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, that's what I want to do is try to think about video games. I've been trying to just like...
Not melt?
Yeah, just see how long I can hold an ice cube on my forehead.
So the other day you were like talking to me. That you actually have some, I guess you could say, bad news at work also. As you know, Sean works for a certain company that sells certain video games that we're not going to really go ahead and exclaim and talk about.
I'm going to stop. He works for Babbage's.
I'm going to stop you right there talking about those games. See what I did there?
Yeah.
So
Babbage's, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Babbage's. Technically, yeah, of course.
Funko Land.
Funko Land. Funko Land.
I work at AO Wireless.
Baby Toys.
No. And ThinkGeek.com.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so true.
Oh, man.
No, you work at Game Crazy.
You're right.
At Hollywood Video.
Oh, Game Crazy. Yeah, Game Crazy.
I miss Game Crazy.
We're just going to go with that.
Yeah. I don't really miss Game Crazy, but that's neither here nor there. Basically, so what happened at work was, to backtrack a little bit, they started taking pre-orders on the retro Amiibo pack. You know, Rob the Robot, Duck Hunt Dog, and Mr. Game & Watch.
Is that sold out?
No, I don't believe so. I think you can still get it online.
Oh, God, I apologize, because I need that.
Yeah. Just pause it, everything. Just don't go reserve it online. But the matter of the fact is... That was supposed to be an internal email, of course, and if, you know, as with all things on the internet, word got around pretty fast. And I think relations between where I work and Nintendo must have gotten pretty tense, because on Monday, I had a big conference call that essentially boiled down to the fact of there are no more text messaging between employees allowed. There's no group messaging that we can have, so no group me, no... Line, nothing like that. All emails to my boss must be sent from work computers. Basically, there can be no paper trail of any documentation anymore.
Good Lord.
So insane. Yeah.
My boss told me, like, if you text me something, I will not answer it. It's like, I will only respond to phone calls and emails from the store.
Wait, so if you text your boss, like, help, the store is being robbed, can you please help me now?
He's not going to respond. You have to send out
He's going to be like, no, this isn't...
He will not respond. and I know it seems like a little thing, like, oh, you know, you don't get to text with the other store managers and stuff like that. But it actually was extremely useful. I want to say, like, it was probably something that we used every day, every hour of every day. Just coordinating sales and giving each other ideas and answering each other's questions. So now it's like, well, you kind of remove that. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, so no, you can you can text your employees like, yo, dog, I need more One Chan bar off on the back, and you bring in vote up front, you know?
Exactly. Or, hey, some other store, like, I'm out of compressed air for cleaning out systems. Does anybody have any extra canisters? And so you get a quick text back, like, oh, this person has it. And then you just go and get it, and, you know, no harm, no foul.
Other stores, or, hey, other stores, you all have crappiest of
all the meeting is. When does it start?
Bananas.
We do. It's a banana split edition. It is still the banana split edition. Don't worry.
I got to get my hands on that just because I want my hands on it.
Yeah.
Oh, funny side story about that. We did receive another internal email about that while ago.
On a chamber?
We couldn't display the box out on the floor because it was inappropriate.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's because she needs the blood of her enemies on her skin to power herself up, so she cannot, you know, be that clothed, or else it'll be prohibitive to her powers. Come on, guys. Really?
Hey, you know, I mean, I'm all about, you know, sex positive video gaming. But I think there was something questionable, like, in the actual CD, like, in the actual jewel case. Like, you flipped around the cover art, and it was going to be something very inappropriate.
Yeah.
They did that before with one other game. It was, like, Record of Agorist War, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one with the mouse pad.
The breeding.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the mouse pad. But, like, there was a picture on the box of just, like, this young girl, like, eating a greasy sausage.
God damn it.
That was like, no, you have to cover that up.
Wow. So, the internet basically ruined the fact of you being able to efficiently communicate with other managers in your district.
Yes. They shut down RecruitMe. They did it, those sons of bitches.
Thanks, Obama.
So, I mean, can they punish you with, like, firing you?
If I did leak something and it was traced back to me, oh, yeah. Like, I have no doubt in my mind every time I get, because they periodically send out those confidentiality emails where it's like, hey, just a reminder, anything that you read on servers is property. Oops, I said the name. You have to bleep it out. You have to edit it. So.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do
but
that.
There's, like, no doubt in my mind that every time they sent one of those emails, they probably had to fire at least 12 people.
What's funny is, like,
on your eyes.
I want to blame Reddit. Because 4chan wouldn't do that. The thing with 4chan is no matter what you bring out, what evidence you bring out that something is happening, they will call it, and I quote, fake and gay.
Yup.
There was a story where there was an Australian whistleblower, like a spy, who had leaked a bunch of stuff on the political board for 4chan. And it was like authentic, like, spy stuff. And seriously, the response that the politically incorrect board had was, this is fake and gay.
It's so insane. I read about that, like, the other day.
Imagine you're a spy, and you put your life on the line, and you're like, I gotta send this information out, or else I will die. Send it out, fake and gay.
Yeah, but
I just don't understand why somebody would leak that sort of information on 4chan, of all places, though. Like...
Like, what was he doing? Like, how good a spy was he if he was spending that much time on 4chan?
Oh, man. It's the anonymous fact that probably, like, turned him on to leak it there.
He had but to submit, like, a photo and a timestamp.
And tits, or get the fuck out, or whatever.
Posted tits.
Oh, but I think that's hilarious how, Reddit ruined the Amiibo situation.
Yeah, I mean, because I always kind of figured it was, I always know it's Reddit because it's like whenever I, scroll through different blogs and stuff like that, there's always like, oh, hey, like, I didn't know GameStop was going to be doing this reservation event. And then I read the article and it's like, oh, yeah, some dude on Reddit like posted like a photo of the flyer. It's like, dude.
You know what sucks? It's your fellow managers that are like huge Redditors.
Yo.
Yeah. They just trying to get those upvotes or stars or cookies or
they're putting themselves out there for fake internet points.
Exactly. They're losing their job for fake internet points. Yeah.
Just stop
it. It's so dumb.
Just stop it.
What else has the internet ruined?
Everything. Politics.
Sonic,
yeah. All fandom.
Can you imagine if, like, the internet was around in, like, during, like, the 70s and Star Wars came out?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
And then I'd be like, oh, Darth Vader's Luke's father. And I'd be like, fuck, damn, I shouldn't have looked at Twitter.
You know? I'm going to have to edit that in case someone hasn't watched Star Wars.
Or yep. Soul and Greenest People. Fuck, damn it, you know.
I know. Ryan, I'm going to, if you do another outburst like that, I'm going to have to ask you to go back to Reddit.
All right. okay, Crying Game, he was a guy all along.
Rosebud was his sled.
Rosebud was his sled.
Go back to Reddit. No, but I mean, it's like, yeah, they've ruined so much stuff. They ruined Cats for me.
Oh, you really like the musical Cats?
Yes. No, just Cats. Cat pictures. Cat I can't.
No,
do
Cats
that.
Ruined. Cats
I don't
for me.
Think anything could ever ruin Cats for me. Like a I cat know. Could walk into my room right now, shoot me point blank in the face, and like piss on my corpse, and I would still love Cats.
That's a cat no. thing to do.
Cats the musical, because freaking at the end of the musical Cats, they go into space or some shit. I paid money to watch Cats, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I
Why
watching?
Would you do that?
Because it was like the best musical in the world. It's been on Broadway for like, 80 million years. So I'm like, alright, what's going on?
And I don't know like, if that makes the it fuck? The best one.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things that are popular that aren't good.
Yes.
And I think I think Jesus
Jellicle Cats. Jellicle Cats. I don't
know. Like racism.
You're just a dog person.
Oh, things got real.
Yeah, the internet ruined racism for everybody.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know. The internet's kind of made racism better, as like noted by that racial slur database.
Oh yeah.
Oh, God. Well, no, I was saying just because it's been there long enough doesn't mean it's right. So.
I mean, it's Broadway, and I'm trying to be as cultured like a motherfucker here, so that's why I watch Cats.
That's why you watch Cats.
What were the racial undertones of Cats?
They don't like the homeless cat. What's her name? Yeah. And I think
Tim
it was
Tam,
like cat
Tim
or
Tam,
something.
Tigger Tam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The cat's name is just...
They go to space.
Wait. What kind
Garfield?
Of cat was it?
Jellicle cat? It's a Jellicle. No, that's a group of cats they are. They're a gang of cats called the Jellicle cats.
So Cats is racist?
Yes.
Jellicle cats.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I left Cats going, why? Why? I've seen way better musicals. Phantom of the Opera is fantastic. But Cats, I don't understand.
You don't understand.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry, I just went off on the musical rant.
Oh, no,
it's okay.
I think there was like a new Garfield game that came out.
Is it a Garfield game?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a few.
There's like a new one. Like a new fucking Garfield game.
I'm Googling new Garfield game, and I'm probably going to be the only person like to ever Google new Garfield game.
It came out ever. On like Tuesday.
Wasn't there like an endless runner on iOS for Garfield?
Yeah, there's also
a Lasagna Runner.
Kart racing that I still need to play.
So it's like Garfield, Odie, Normal, John, Binky the Clown. Oh, and like, US Acres, right?
Yeah, what if you add US Acres? I was going to say.
Yeah, so Orson,
you got all those guys.
Yeah, they're in the kart racing game.
Just to the
Why
cool
do I know this?
and then the chicks. The one that's not yet born, and then the one that's born.
Was it me or did US Acres have like a... Like the sheep, did it have like... No, wait, that was a whole different toy line.
It had the two sheeps. It has the cool one.
Had him with the pig?
No. For some reason, I was thinking about there was a line of sheep figures, and they had like war stuff on them.
War sheep?
Battle sheep?
Battle sheep.
Was it battle sheep?
If I had, that's what I'd call it, battle sheep.
You damn suck it, my battle sheep.
No, they had like add-on stuff. Like, they had, like, this one RAM that you could add on, like, tank parts to it and stuff.
I remember an old PC game called Battle Beast, but I don't remember there being sheep
No. No, you're young if you call Battle Beast old. This is, like, older than that. I think it was, like, War Rams. I gotta go check it out or something.
War Rams.
Oh, speaking of video game releases, that Toy Box game came out.
Oh, did it?
Oh, the new toy
is
soldiers?
Is it for all consoles or whatever? Or all
yeah,
systems?
Soldiers. Yeah.
So I can be G.I. Joe and He-Man?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, nice.
Cool.
So wait, so who's on it? So there's G.I.G. So there's the, like, kind of fake Halo and whatever. And then there's G.I. Joe, He-Man. What's that?
Cobra.
And
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, really?
What?
Yeah.
Isn't Rainbow Bright in
there?
Isn't Rainbow Bright in there?
I don't know. Is she?
I would I would trade Assassin's Creed for Rainbow Bright.
I would also.
I would trade Assassin's Creed for like those light bug things.
Glowworms.
Oh, just you, I would trade. You should have a creepy crawlers machine, so you have infinite amount of like of bugs coming out of the.
Oh God, yeah.
That'd be pretty.
I would trade Assassin's Creed for Barnyard Commandos, which is that the name of the toy line that I was thinking of.
Barnyard Commandos. That sounds pretty cool.
Dude, it's just a bunch of pigs, and they put like helicopter parts on themselves and machine guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds really neat.
Yeah, it is, I was reading it. It has Ezio Auditore di Firenze.
Man.
On there. He's gonna go shank Duke from G.I. Joe. And then He-Man's gonna come. Yeah. And save Duke.
I like how Assassin's Creed is still just like, yeah, Ezio Auditore is the most popular character.
Yeah, it's like, no one knows about Arno or shit.
The Native American guy.
Ratakakakon, or whatever his name is.
Kenneth? What's his name, Kenneth?
Oh, God. I gotta read you guys some...
Okay, read.
What is the hell is this? So these are some of the names for the Barnyard Commandos, and they're absolutely genius.
Barnyard Commandos, okay.
Yeah, that was the toy line. They have the Ram Tank, and that one... And then they have Commander Fleece Cardigan.
Ah, Fleece Cardigan.
Mm, so good.
Sergeant Wooly Pullover.
All right.
Pilot Fluff Pendleton and Major Something Mutton. I can't remember. I can't read that name. Legger Mutton. Oh, Legger Mutton. This one is awesome. The Porks, which is a platoon of Rebel something. I can't read that, but it's they have the Porkapult, which is shot by Sergeant Shout and Sweet. Private Sido Bacon.
God damn it.
He's Irish.
Sido Bacon.
General Ram Fat Lard. Lardo.
Oh, God.
And, oh, this guy looks cool. But his name is Captain Tusker Chitlins.
Tusker Chitlins! Yes!
Christ.
Oh, God. This is great. Man, I remember these. So I used to collect all these right now.
It's like I want to go. I have a sudden urge to just get on eBay and just go nuts until I have them all.
This new line I didn't have, but man, it looks interesting. Yeah, these. I remember having these figures. That and the Food Fighters.
Oh God, the Food Fighters. I used to have the Taco.
I actually still have a bunch of them. So.
Oh, good.
Taco.
I think I even have the egg carton like mobile.
Oh God. And those were different than the McDonald's transforming ones, right?
Oh, no. Food Fighters were, like, full-on, like, they were kind of staticky, but it was, like, seriously, like, a hot dog with googly eyes and the fedora and legs and arms.
All right, Ubisoft, you listen to us. Put Barnyard Commandos in your next DLC for Toy Chess.
Barnyard Commandos versus Food Fighters.
Sounds perfect. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Let's resurge these...
And monsters, so you can put monsters in my pocket in there, or...
And Street Sharks.
Street
Mighty
Sharks.
Max.
Mighty Max.
Extreme
Mighty Max.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Road Rovers.
It'll be like Toy Soldiers Nostalgia.
Nostalgic edition.
The Cowboys of Mumesa.
Oh my God.
Dude, seriously, if someone came out with something like that, I would probably lose my mind.
The Cowboys of Mumesa, that would be great.
Yeah, so... Oh, man, we've made this a long show. We're going to go right through calendar real quick. What's that?
Madballs.
Oh, man. Well, oh, shit. Madballs. Madballs actually had a game not too long ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was a...
What?
It was a strategy game.
What?
Yeah, rolling something, I believe. I don't know what it was called.
Oh, I just found it. It's Madballs and Babo Invasion.
That's it.
That was Babo formed.
Oh, God. Brought it back. They should have brought it back.
It's on PC also. And okay. Xbox 360.
So back to the Kaiwa's Mumesa. They need to make a Sunset Riders game based out of the Kaiwa's Mumesa.
They already did that way back in the day.
They did! Damn it!
Yeah.
Damn
it.
Wow.
You can play it on MAME. Like,
okay.
They got working a while back ago.
But Super Nintendo has a ton of like those games too. I was playing through Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. I love that show. I didn't play the game, though.
Yeah, no, the game is great. It's good to beat them up. Let's run down through the calendar right quick. This weekend, we have the Sailor Moon meetup day at the Crown Plaza Northwest on 290. I'm still iffy about making it. I don't know if I will. Next week, we will be hosting our 100th episode. Also, Kevin Smith will be in town on the 19th, I guess. I believe at the Houston Improv.
Also, Stretch Armstrong would be going too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay. The 29th is going to be Amazing Houston Comic Con. It's really cool. They just added the guys from Gravity Falls onto the list. And then after that, the 5th... No, excuse me. The 4th and 5th, or 5th and 6th, is going to be Amazing Comic Con. That's Labor Day weekend. The 12th is going to be Untapped Houston. And the 19th will be Comic Palooza Fanfare.
Have they announced any more guests other than Alfonso Ribeiro?
Catwoman Lady.
From an animated series, right?
Yes, and apparently they're going to be announcing a lot more people this week. Then the 26th, nothing is going... Well, privately, personally, there's going to be something going on. And then at the end of the month of October, there is the Legend of Zelda Symphony concert.
Mm-hmm.
Also the OniCon, and our Extra Life thing that we have to get started on soon is going to be happening. So we have a busy schedule from now until the beginning of November. Yeah, so we'll keep everybody updated on our strategic moves with all that. Also, remember Friday at Natsuo, Lazy Bit Collective is having a cool party with the
Tripitorium.
Tripitorium?
Yep.
There you go. So check that out.
I don't know if y'all noticed that the strip where Natsuo is, it's just like all bars now.
Yeah. It's
like bars as far as the eyes can see. Like, fairly Main Street next to the Metro Rail, it's just all bars.
It's really crazy. Like, I remember going to that area a lot, like, when I was in high school, like, to go see shows at Natsuo, and it's completely turned around since then. Like, and mostly just over the past year.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
It's insane.
Insane. Insanity.
In the membrane.
We're gonna leave you guys with another track from Hiram. This is Kalimba. You can search Hiram on SoundCloud as well. But remember to, you know, give his vote, because I know we played him a couple times on the show. He's a friend of Space Eater and all that, and we'd like to, you know, gather some support for him to win some Houston Press Music Awards. Yeah. For most stylish DJ, as Ryan said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Most fly DJ.
But on behalf of myself, Sean, Ryan, and Rex, good night, Space City.